Dave Foley on Today FM.
So do you want a banana in yours?
I love a banana in mine, yeah.
I just got the Nutribullet out.
You could put some Greek yogurt in there. Some frozen yogurt, actually.
Hang on, stop that for a second. What did you say you wanted, sorry?
Something like frozen yogurt or something.
Would you want frozen yogurt or Greek yogurt? Which one do you want?
Frozen Greek yogurt, thanks.
Make up your mind, would you? So do you want a banana? You see, you want
Will
a banana.
Will you just put it in, please? Yeah, thanks.
I've got some frozen fresh berries here. Well, they were fresh when they were frozen. I've got, what's that, raspberry? And I've got some
blueberries,
blueberries as well. Nice. I've got some blueberries there as well. If you want in as well.
Thanks, man.
I'll just blitz it. I think that's the instruction set to blitz it.
Cheers.
We're on a health kick. Calvin Harris there. Calvin Harris is a new child. A brand new fresh child. Gotta love that fresh child smell. He's been sharing photographs of the placenta, of the placenta, the umbilical cord, and they're making these capsules, these pills, placenta pills. They're supposed to be wildly healthy. You can also make a smoothie out of the placenta. You don't want any celery, do you, carrots?
I'm all right for celery, thanks.
Okay. I throw in a bit of kale. I think I've got a bit of kale there. Yeah, we've got some kale there as well. Do you want some kale?
I'll have some kale, thanks, Ray. Yeah, okay. That's great. Actually,
it's nearly the whole lot now, actually. Yeah. Oh, hang on a minute. Yeah, let me get, look, where... It was in... It was right here.
Was it?
Do you know what? Do you know what? This is typical. I was in the middle of making a fresh, delicious, creamy smoothie. And my key ingredient is missing.
Is it?
It's my... The placenta's all gone. I wanted to go all Calvin Harris.
What a shame.
That's absolutely ridiculous. There's no fun in this smoothie at all. I had a bit of apple juice there as well. I had a few grapes. But no placenta. This is typical. I can't have anything in this house. The minute something goes into the fridge, a bloody family of mine, they just attack. They're like locusts. I swear to God, bought myself a nice bit of extra mature cheddar cheese last week. Gone like that. Got a punnet of strawberries.
Oh.
Gone. Like juicy, fresh strawberries.
They won't last.
Wexford strawberries. Gone. I can't have anything.
They're not Wexford strawberries, they're your family strawberries, right? They're gone.
I beg your pardon. I can't. Gone. Like that.
Mm.
Put it in the fridge. My family, like locusts. Gone. Gone. Packet of ham. Lovely ham. Lovely crumbed. Got.
Was it a family pack of ham, Rick?
It wasn't a family pack of ham.
Oh, that won't last then.
It was a daddy pack of ham is what it was. This ham is not for the family. Sick of this crap. My placenta's gone. My fresh placenta. I'm just going to ring her. I'm going to ring my wife and
call
ask.
Her out, Rick.
I'm going to say, that wasn't your placenta. That was my placenta. Hang on. It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, it's your beloved husband.
Oh, hello, beloved husband.
Did you eat my placenta?
What?
Did you eat my placenta?
Was that the one thing in the fridge?
I had a pound of fresh placenta here in the fridge. Fresh sliced placenta. And it specifically said, there was a sticker on it. It said, Ray/daddies, do not eat my placenta. Where is it gone? Did you give the placenta to the kids? Did you put my placenta in that stir fry?
I thought it was liver. I made a...
She made a placenta curry.
Oh, my God.
Heavily flavoured.
Oh, no. Do you know what?
It's very this gamey.
This is typical of you. This is typical.
Waste not, want not, you know?
There's none of it left.
I think Fred had the last bit.
Did she give it to the dog? Great. I'll see you when I get home. I love you.
Bye.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Just take it to the stage.
Trouble in paradise.
I can't have anything for myself. What does it taste like, actually? I've seen pictures of it. I mean, it's rotten looking.
I've never had it.
It does look like liver. Does it taste like liver? Has anyone had it? Has anyone done it? We did look at it before child number two arrived. But then, like that, like what we were saying earlier, being concerned about semen a bit weird, turning around at the end of the, congratulations, Mrs. Foley, here's your bouncing baby boy, to turn around and go, could I just... get the placenta to go, actually.
You have a doggy bag.
If you don't, no, I brought my own lunchbox, actually. So if you could just stick that in the fridge and we'll pick that up in a couple of days as we're on our way home. Oh, apparently it's incredibly good. And there's like Are there cells? Am I thinking of the right thing? There's cells in it as well. If you keep it or freeze it, the child could use it as it gets older. Or did I just make that up? That's something I dreamt of on YouTube. 0874-100-102. What does placenta taste like?
Spread joy. Be the support someone needs this year.
We're talking placentas this afternoon. How's your hair, missus? How's your placenta? Calvin Harris and his wife, Vic Hope, have just welcomed a brand new baby. And Calvin was sharing images of the placenta, and they're getting capsules, these pills. It grind down the placenta, the baby placenta, and then you can eat it. It's good for you, apparently. It's good for the mum afterwards. Question, some people put it into a smoothie. Some people get these capsules made. Some people cook it up and eat it.
I suppose turning into capsules prolongs the usage, doesn't it? I mean, if you stick it in a blender, it's all done, isn't it?
Yeah, but also if it's a capsule, it's probably easier. Two capsules in a glass of water, knock it down. You're not tasting. What does it taste like? Anyone? 0874-100-102. It looks like liver. Hate liver. Hate kidney. Ugh.
I like liver and I like kidney.
No.
Not sure about placenta.
Hello, could I get some? Now, this might be an unusual one. Can I get some human placenta, please? Danielle's over there. 0874-100-102. Danielle.
Ray and JP.
Hello, Danny.
On the topic of placentas, from a midwife point of view.
All right, yeah. You're a midwife. Can you just go, come here, can we get the placenta to go as we're heading out? I imagine during the birth situation or even the prep, you should be flagging it with the midwife. Come here, we're going to want that placenta. So hold on to it for us, will you?
If you've seen some of the people who come into the hospitals to collect them.
To collect placentas?
To sort them out so you can eat them.
Yeah.
Let's just say you wouldn't be taking it. It's not really regulated, so basically anyone can rock up.
What?
Hang on a second, what?
What? You can show up at a hospital and just go, any chance of a few placentas? I thought it was it was for the parents. So only the parents, more specifically the mother, is in a position to go, I'm going to take that placenta because that's ours. You're saying that anyone can show up to a hospital and get a random stranger's placenta?
Dude, they have like a hatch that you just drop up to.
I was literally just going to say that.
It's like a chipper situation.
Do they have a drive-through? Hello, welcome to Holly Street. Can I take your order, please? Sorry, say again. Welcome to Hollister. Can I take the order? Please hold. And you're looking at the screen and you're going, if I get that, can I get the small drink and get a toy with it? Sorry, Danielle.
Also from lactation consultant point of view,
yeah,
it interferes with milk supply if you take the placenta back into the body. So
if you're a new mum and you're breastfeeding, it's not necessarily a good idea to take the placenta because it interferes with it.
It's all no.
Well, thanks for that. Any more on that? 0874-100-102. Mary's there. Mary?
Hey, Ray and JP.
Hello, Jerry.
When my daughter was born nearly 20 years ago, kept the placenta.
Right.
We had planned that we were going to plant a tree and that we were going to put the placenta in the ground.
Are placentas good for tree growth?
Were you expecting placenta berries?
Could you not just no judgment. This is a joyous place.
Safe space, yeah.
It's a safe space. We've got nothing but love for you, Mary. But you could have just planted a tree and there's no need to keep the placenta. Just an idea.
And it was going to be a lovely memento to her life, my firstborn child.
Yeah. Placenta tree.
Never got around to planting the tree. My mother didn't like the idea of it. The placenta being buried in her garden.
Well, that's fair enough, because foxes could be digging or the dog could go out and come in with a placenta in his mouth.
So for years we just had this placenta in the freezer.
In the freezer?
Until eventually we were like, will we just get rid of the placenta?
I tell you what are we having this weekend? Will we get a takeaway? No, it's another week till payday. We can't afford another takeaway. The placenta's in the freezer.
There's been stuff in that freezer for months that we're not using. Instead of going out buying new stuff, use the stuff in the freezer.
There's a Cajun Goodfellas pizza. A half a packet
as my dad would say, fry up some onions and it'll be grand.
Also kept...
Here, love, what's the best before dinner in this placenta?
Also kept her umbilical cord.
Actually, I've been Googling. I've got umbilical cord information on that. Sorry, go on.
And it just eventually shriveled up and again, just got rid of it. I know, I don't know. Well, I had some kind of notions on me, but yeah. Love the show, guys.
Hey, on the... Well, actually, if it shriveled up, were you keeping it in the open air or did you keep it in the fridge or the freezer in terms of the umbilical cord? This is what I was saying. The umbilical... So I was saying, is it worth keeping the placenta for the child for future use? No, it's the umbilical cord and the blood in the umbilicus. Jesus. The umbilical cord blood, right? That's got stem cells in it and it can be of use as the the baby gets older, and it can be used to treat certain blood and immune disorders like leukemia, lymphoma and some genetic diseases. They're called the stem cells. That's all I've got. There's a specific pronunciation, but I can't even say my own name. I've been up so long at this stage. But they're stem cells and they can be used and it's worth keeping. But I've done some further Googling. I'm like,
jeez,
what if I was a parent and I said to the hospital, come here, I want to hold on to that umbilical cord stem cells or the blood cells from it. They're like, no, there isn't a system in Ireland that we can do where we can say to them, because in terms of handling it and storing of it, we don't have a system in Ireland where a hospital will just hand that over to you. So we can't do it. But it is a thing, and it is a thing that I was... I knew I'd seen a YouTube video on it. What does it taste like, though? Any chefs listening this afternoon? Any of your... I tell you what, if you want to check out the placenta recipe on our website, if you just click on through there.
Ray Foley on Today FM.